This is Rebecca Smith, and I'm the Deputy Director at the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin.
Before we get into the particulars of Clough Island and the St. Louis Estuary, what do you think is the most important thing for people to know about this in terms of its import to the environment up there?
Well, I think the most important thing to know about Clough Island is that it's sitting in an important estuary where fish that migrate between the river and Lake Superior move back and forth, and a lot of breeding of fish happens in that area. And then I would say the second one is that I'm sure you're aware that the St. Louis Estuary is an important area for birds, particularly migrating birds, and providing an island with 458 acres is just really important for them to have open space that doesn't have any housing or anything like that for them to move back and forth on.
And within the last several years, I think, what, 5-6 years ago, there was, in fact, a proposal that would have radically altered that.
That's right. This island has long been targeted for development and also long been targeted for conservation. And it was bought for development, and it had plans for a resort and a golf course, et cetera, on it, and that just didn't work out, and so we had another opportunity for conservation.
Are you at liberty to tell us how much the purchase price is?
Sure. Let's see here. The purchase price is $1,467,000, and that's the land itself. That's not additional expenses that the Nature Conservancy is incurring. And then we have a grant for $1 million from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife National Coastal Wetlands Conservation Program, and that will pay for part of the land, and then we'll also pay for some restoration. And then in addition, we have applied for a grant from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund in Wisconsin, and that grant would be for about $736,000.
What sort of restoration work needs to be done?
Well, I think there's a lot of invasive species on the island right now, so that would probably be our first priority, and then we would look at different wetland restoration right on the island itself.
And tell me about, I guess, the flora and fauna, aside from invasives, obviously. What sorts of animals and species are people going to see there?
Well, I think the number one thing you'll see there is birds, because the whole St. Louis estuary has so many birds. There's 230 species that have been documented using the estuary, and 115 are known to breed there, so it's highly likely you would find lots of birds. You'd also find, if you're like fishing, this will be an important place where fish are going to have good breeding habitat, so fish like walleye, northern pike, muskie, bass. But in addition, it's going to be an important place for sturgeon, which are now being reintroduced by both Minnesota and Wisconsin. So be an important place as lake sturgeon are starting to return to the estuary. This will provide a really unique spot for them because it has great wetlands all around the whole island.
And lastly, what sort of public access will there be once the deal is finalized?
So the public access will be what the city of Sturgeon or of Superior has, so the same public access that they have. But eventually we'll be transferring this property to a public entity, and we're working on who that would be. And at that time, it'll be open to all the various uses that a public entity would have, such as hunting and hiking and fishing, those kind of things.
So it conceivably could be eventually transferred to what, the state or Douglas County or even the city?
Those are all options that are possible.
Very good. Rebecca, I've got enough to go with here. Anything else in closing particularly relevant to this that we ought to know?
Well, I just think we're just so thrilled to finally get this island. We've been working on it for over 10 years, and I think it's just really exciting for the people who live in the area, and I think they'll really enjoy seeing it from various vistas and also being able to visit it.
Very good. Well, congratulations, and thanks very much for taking the time to tell us about it.
Well, thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.